Can't ignore Parshas Pekudei. Okay, Orachayim Akadosh Parshas Pekudei. Tavshanayin Zayin. 10.5 minutes of Orachayim Pekudei. So Pekudei begins with the adding up of all of the donations. A cheshbon of all the donations. So Orachayim Akadosh starts off with a very short, we're going to do five very short little ideas. Number one, Eila Pekudei. What's Eila? Eila, we said, always comes to what? To negate that which came before. Eila versus Ve'eila. Ve'eila Shemos. Book 2 of the Chumash is Ve'eila Shemos. It's connected back to Book 1. Eila comes to put a pause. To sever, to cut. Right? To say this to the exclusion of something else. So Rechai Mekadosh says, you might have a lot of money in the bank. You might have a lot of earnings in this world. You might have a lot of possessions in this world. And if you add it up and someone says, you know, the disgusting way that people sometimes talk, you know, what's someone worth? And the answer is a dollar amount based on how much money they have in the bank. Right? The Rechaim HaKadosh says, this pasuk in these two words tells us no such thing. Eila Pekudei. These are the reckonings. These count to the exclusion of all other countings. That's what he says. Eila Pekudei. Omer Eila Lifso Kol Minyanim Shaba'olam. That's a strong line. Eila comes to passel any other assessment in the world. A person could count their possessions. A person could count their money in the bank. A person could count the number of whatever that they own. A person could say, I have this, I have that. And then Kosh Baruch Hu says, Eila Pekudei. Eila, these count, and nothing else counts. The things that are donated to Hashem count. The money that's spent on Ruchnius counts. The money you give to Tzedakah counts. But all the other things that you're amassing for yourself, like Haman, who is sitting there counting literally every penny that he has, etched upon his heart, right? It's worthless. Eila, it's puzzle. Eila lifso kol minyanim shaba'olam, ki kol masha yimna adam mikinyanim hamidumim, ein minyano minyan. Because all of the falsified reckonings that you make, the number is not really a number. The count is not really a count. The price tag on a person's life, unfortunately, as again the world sometimes talks, what a person's worth is not really a cheshbon. Ushamo mora alav ma'ata mona. The word mona, minyan, to count, itself implies a little bit the impossibility of counting. Right? He says, mona ma'ata mona. What's the point of counting? You have it, for example, by Bilam. To be mona something implies the lack of ability to count. What's the pasuk by Bilam about Klal Yisrael? Mi mana afar Yaakov. Who could count the dust of Yaakov? Right, so you see that the way that we use the word mana, mi mana, who could count? No one could count. So Chaim HaKadosh says, Eila Pekudei, this counts, but any other count, the inyan of trying to count, to add up, to make a cheshbon, you're wasting your time. Ava minyan ze omid la'olam. But this count, this cheshbon, the Jews who gave of their possessions and of their hearts to Hashem, that mamish counts. To the exclusion of all others. Because the Mishkan was forever. So you'll say, no, it wasn't. We don't have the Mishkan today. But we do. The Gemara says the Mishkan's forever. The Mishkan was hidden away. It was not destroyed. So literally, Eila Pekudei, these count forever. The Mishkan was concealed, the Gemara says in Sota. It was never destroyed. The Bais was destroyed. Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Mishkan lives on forever. These donations are permanent donations. And that's what's being hinted to by the words Eila Pekudei. Okay? Turn now to, a little bit later, let's jump ahead, to Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Aleph, the second piece. Okay? Since those of you were kind enough to stick it out for a few more minutes, you get to see something very deep. He says in the paragraph that begins Od Nira, third paragraph in Lamed Tes Aleph, Perek Lamed Tes Pasuk Aleph. What page?
Tav Kuf Yud Bet.
Okay, Tav Kuf Yud Bet. Od Nira Lefi Masha Kadam Lanu. We hinted to it a little bit in Vayakel, but now he's going to say it even more. The Mishkan was not only a physical structure. It was built on a lot of heart. It was built on a lot of pnimius. But not just in terms of the feelings that went into building the Mishkan. There were countless secrets that were built into the, woven into the very fabric of the Mishkan. He says here, and the artisans found a way to have all of those kavanos, all of those secret kavanos that had to again be woven into the Mishkan. Look what he writes; it's fascinating. O dear, lefi ma shekadem lanu, ki ein lecha mitzvah she'ein ba prate ha'askal. There is no mitzvah. Part of the reason it's so important to learn Pnimiyas HaTorah is because people who don't learn Pnimiyas HaTorah sometimes look at a mitzvah and say, it's so weird. Why does God care if... dot, dot, dot. Plug in the mitzvah of your choice. Or the mitzvah that year is not your choice. The mitzvah that you don't like. And why does God care about, you know, that my lulav should be a certain way in the spine? If it's split a little bit, then it's okay. If it's split a lot, it's not okay. Right? Well, all these details of halacha. And the answer is, because every detail corresponds to something way beyond our understanding. He says again, Ein lecha mitzvah she'ein ba prate ha'skala. There's no mitzvah, no matter how physical and tangible the mitzvah is, there's no mitzvah that doesn't have a hidden element to it. Again, the intangible element to it, the hidden component of the mitzvah. V'lo nichta b'torah el miyun. And only a little bit of the secret dimension of the mitzvah is hinted to or is seen in the Torah. Like Rabbi Yochanan says in Parak Hanizakin in Gittin, Samach Amud Beis, right? That there's a Torah Shebechsav and there's Torah Shebal Peh, even before you get into Pnimiyas HaTorah. Just stam, to even know how to fulfill the Torah, there's an entire hidden dimension. Ayin Tachas Ayin. What does that mean? Vayula Totafos Beininecha. What does that look like? So I need Torah Shebal Peh, Aleph, in order to fulfill Torah Shebechsav. Beis, even Torah Shebal Peh, has layers upon layers upon layers upon layers. An infinite number of layers. So every physical component of the Mishkan had within it a spiritual dimension. Vahu Pnimiyas Hadvarim. Pnimiyas Hadvarim. And again, if the Mishkan is a microcosm of the universe, like we said, it's a miniature. It's a miniature manifestation of the whole world. The whole world means it's a miniature manifestation of the whole Torah. It means every bit of Torah has secret dimensions to it. It means every spot on planet Earth has unbelievable depth that our eyes can't see. Lo chol ha'aretz kavodo, ein od movado. Hashem's presence is part of the secret that fills every space of reality. So there's a pnimiyas hadvar. Ve'ela yasu bekavanas halev uvesichlius hanelam. Ve'yasu davar bemino kiyadua leyode das v'habinyan. And the architects, those who are constructing the Mishkan, through the kavanas halev, were able to what? To figure out all these things. They didn't just sign up to build the physical structure. They signed up to imbue it with the spiritual structure as well. And they did it. They mamish did it. That's what the pasuk is saying. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. We didn't even read the pasuk. The pasuk says that they did exactly like Moshe told them to do. They were able to build it again with all of its spiritual components, not just the physical components. V'hu masher ramza haTorah b'chol prat uprat kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe perish ba'al peh ve'ein beforash b'Torah letzad yikros hadavar. Right. In other words, there's a lot more written in Parshas Truma Tetzava Kisisa Ve'akal Pekudei than your eye sees. He says Moshe told them a lot more than is written here. It's almost as if Hashem is teasing us. The way that he wrote these Parshas in such a boring, I hate to say it like that, right? But to write the Torah in such a matter-of-fact, detail-oriented way without any, right? It's almost HaKadosh Baruch Hu testing us to see, you know, do you believe that some of the biggest secrets of the universe are contained in these psukim? In my most boring psukim, it's filled with alokos. And you just have to believe that it's there, and you have to develop an eye to see it. And you have to know that Moshe, Baal Peh, shared all these things with the architects of the Mishkan. And they achieved it. Just go to the end. He says, Rabbi Akiva, of course, darshaned all the crowns. And there were 300 halachos that he learned from the top part of the Lamed. Heima ra'u maisa Hashem, vo'odiyah ha'kosuv b'chol pratei ha'mishkan ki asau kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, k'chol niflos asher yechavein aleim. They were mechavein to all of the Kabbalistic intent that was built into the Mishkan. Okay? So that's number two. Number three, Or HaChaim number three. Go ahead to Pasuk Lamed Beis. The paragraph that begins, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael. It's the fourth paragraph on Pasuk Lamed Beis. Vayasu b'nei Yisrael. The Jewish people as an entity, they did. B'nei Yisrael, as a tzibur. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. We saw this once. I don't remember what parsha we saw it in. If anyone remembers, please let me know. But the idea that we can't, no one individual can do all the mitzvahs. And therefore, when you do a mitzvah, you're helping someone else out. They're helping you out. And guess what? That's the secret of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. He says an amazing pshat. Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. Treat your friend like yourself. You know why? Because your friend is yourself. Your friend is you. You can't be the full version of yourself without him. And he can't be the full version of himself without you. It's an amazing, amazing insight what he says here. Look what he writes. He says, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael. He says, first of all, b'nei Yisrael didn't build it. Bezalel and his team built it. So he says, here's our Kedushin reference for the day. Shlucho shaladim kemoso. First Mishnah, the second parak of Kedushin. But then he says in the next little paragraph, O Nira, ki kan also akosov machberes haklolus b'kiyam haTorah. The Jews help each other. The Torah nitna liskayim b'cholos Yisrael. The Torah is kept by the entirety of the Jewish people. Kol echad yasa yecholos shabiyado v'yizku zel lezeh. You do what you can, I'll do what I can, and together we'll keep all of the Torah. And he says maybe that's the secret of ahavta l'reicha kamocha. Perish litzad shehu kamoscha. He's just like you. He needs you. You need him. Your souls are interwoven. Through him you can achieve your shleimus, and through you he can achieve his shleimus. He's not a foreigner, he's not someone else, he is you. He is a chelek of you. His ability, he's a kohen, you're not a kohen. So how are you going to do the mitzvahs of a kohen? So the Kohen's going to help you out. Ah, but the Kohen, by being a Kohen, right, is not Yisrael. So you be Yisrael, and you're going to help the Kohen. And everyone helps each other. And the men will help the women will help the men. And together, Klal Yisrael will be able to do all 613 mitzvahs. Okay? Good? Gevaldik. Okay, last but not least, we'll end with this. Just turn to the very last page. I assume it's the last page in yours, it's the last page in mine. Vayavarech Osam Moshe. As we come to the end of Chumash Shemos. And this was really, if there's any book that Moshe Rabbeinu stands out, right, again, we make a big deal over the fact that he goes mishsing in Parshas Tetzaveh. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's book. He's the goal of Yisrael. This is the Sefer HaGeula, the Ramban calls it. The book of Geula. Moshe is the goal of Rishon and the goal of Achron. So I want to just end by saying thank you to Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, again, our Rebbe is the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, but the Or HaChaim HaKadosh was the one who taught us everything that Moshe was teaching Klal Yisrael. He just revealed to us that Moshe was giving away secrets about the Mishkan to the builders. So I want to thank Moshe through the words of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Vayivarech Osam Moshe. The pasuk says Perek Lambetes. What pasuk is it? Pasuk Mem Gimel. The pasuk says that Moshe gave Klal Yisrael a bracha. Perek Lambetes. Pasuk Mem Gimel. Vayar Moshe es kol malacha. Moshe saw what a gevaldik job they did. Vayivarech Osam Moshe. And Moshe said, I give you a bracha, a shkoyach, for doing a great job. Why does the pasuk have to say, Vayivarech Moshe, Vayivarech Osam Moshe? We know who's giving the bracha. The pasuk said, Vayar Moshe. Moshe saw everything that they did. It could have just said, and he blessed them. Why say Moshe blessed them? So says the Rechaim HaKadosh, with this we conclude, Tam shehotrech lomar Moshe. Below Samach al Zichrono b'Samach, the reason, open it. The reason it says Moshe, it's fine, you can open it. The reason it says Moshe, even though it already said his name a couple words earlier, Lomar, look at this. Lo tiyeh bracha zu kalabe necha. We want to say to you, you know who's giving you this bracha? Moshe. Think about that for a second. It's not just someone giving you a bracha. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving you a bracha. What's the gematria of Moshe Rabbeinu?
613.
That's right. Because Moshe is an all-encompassing yid. When Moshe gives you a bracha, it's all-encompassing. Lomer lo tia bracha zukal veinecha. Ki Moshe ish elokim. Moshe with a shining face. Moshe who, the Medrash says, Michetzi olamala is godlike. He's a godly human being. Berachem. V'davar gadol hodia kasa b'davar zeh. The pasuk says, I want you to know, Moshe is the one who's giving you the bracha. That's not stam. Think about that. To get a bracha from Moshe. Say his name, Moshe. Realize who's giving you this bracha. And therefore the pasuk says, not just vayavarech osam, but vayavarech osam Moshe. That Moshe gave the bracha. And that way Klal Yisrael will say, wow, Moshe Rabbeinu, the teacher, the one who spoke to a friend, Kodesh Baruch Hu like a friend, who spoke to Hashem Pel Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us a bracha, that's a big thing. And therefore, the extra word Moshe helped B'nai Yisrael to focus on that and to realize that. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Chazak, chazak, b'nis chazek. Don't forget to bring the second volume of Aruch Chaim next week as we begin Chumash Vayikra. Bezrat Hashem.